Is your website purdy?
Mind your business.
Does it work right?
Mind your business.
Can people find it?
Mind your business.
If you answered no or kinda to any of these questions, you came to the right podcast, because we're going to help you mind your business. Here's your host, the lexical cognizant and SEO director guy of Mind Development and Design, Mark Boyd.
Welcome to this week's Mind Your Business podcast, brought to you by the Minds at Mind Development and Design and our friends at Fresh Roasted Hosting. We are here to educate you and empower you and schoolhouse rock you with regard to your business website and getting the most out of it. If you have questions about web development, web design, SEO, content marketing, PPC, social media, and what it all means to your business, please hit us up on Facebook with your questions. Email us at info@minddnd.com, or just hit that big, beautiful, and irresistibly enticing ask a question button to your right on our website. We appreciate all of you that are listening to us on iTunes and Spreaker as well. Engagement is the word, ladies and gentlemen. You want to know the biggest evolution in getting your website found by the search engines, particularly Google, in 2015? It's engagement. All the optimization in the world isn't going to help you if people aren't drawn in by what they find on your website when they arrive. And we've talked about this in various shapes and forms on the podcast since we started this thing back in July. It's all about personality, folks. And it's more and more important. Now, more than ever, you must stop doing just what you think you're supposed to be doing and make like Joe Jackson and step out a bit. The progress of your website requires you to step out of your comfort zone. You know, back in the 1970s, the great philosophers Roger Daltrey, Pete Townsend, John Entwistle, and Keith Moon asked the enduring question, who are you? And they really want to know. Think of your visitors as the great who. The visitors to your website are the great who, in search of information from the right source. We talk a lot about the nuts and bolts of getting your website found by the search engines on this show. And this time around, we're going to spend some time on what most of you are not doing that you should be doing. Four ways many of you are not setting your website apart with personality. Okay, number one, you're not putting thought into your images and color schemes. Now, this is an obvious one. What picture are you painting of your business and the experience of doing business with you when people arrive at your website? One of my favorite examples is Five Guys Burgers. They're one of my favorites because they're a great example of the fact that in painting this picture of your business, you don't have to reinvent the wheel. Now, as Mind's lead designer Chad McComsey has said previously on the show, the bright red and yellow color scheme is known to psychologically elicit a hunger response. Kudos to Five Guys for stepping ever so slightly outside the box and eschewing the bright yellow, opting instead for just good old white. The implementation couldn't be any more simple. Red and white checkerboard. Now, some may think that that's kind of ugly. I think it's just very basic and undeniably eye-catching. Their website is very clean, basic, nothing fancy at all, and sticks with the red and white checkerboard format, so there's definitely continuity there. They even have a spot on there where you can send them a picture of yourself eating a Five Guys burger. They got some good pictures on there, too. But once again, very basic concept and one that elicits engagement. Getting people to your site is just half the battle. What do they see when they get to your site that makes you memorable tomorrow and any day after? Now, those aforementioned fan pictures, really nice touch, because you really need to get away from the kind of stock photos that everyone has seen before. If you're a doctor's office and you have a picture of the same quote-unquote family or quote-unquote patient on your website that we can all see on a credit card site, for instance, that's not a good thing. My favorite is the lady with the huge smile giving you the two thumbs up right in your face. I've seen her on a hospital website, a credit card website, and a couple of others as well. Just really does not paint a picture of trying to seriously connect with people, because there are some photos that have just been used so much that people begin to recognize them as stock photos. Now, don't get me wrong. There are some good stock photos out there, but please, please just put thought into it. Use caution. And as in the Five Guys example here, remember that there are other resources for photos that can really help you with your site engagement. Now, number two, many of you are still not showing a sense of humor. This is probably the biggest one for me. I mean, any of my friends and colleagues at the Mind office can tell you I love to laugh. And I enjoy making people laugh, although I make people cringe as much as laugh sometimes. They can verify that too. As some of you have heard my anecdote about the great San Francisco 49ers coach, Bill Walsh. Some of you haven't. I'll be brief. Bill Walsh revolutionized the NFL game with the so-called West Coast offense that was actually developed in Cincinnati when he was offensive coordinator with the Bengals back in the 70s, in the earlier 70s. Well, he won three Super Bowls as coach of the 49ers, including two against those Bengals, by the way. And he was well known for his sense of humor. His former players talk in interviews about how he made them laugh in training sessions. And my favorite quote from him is, "If you can get people to laugh together, you can get them to be serious together." One of my favorite quotes of all time, actually. And it's not rocket science. It's very simple, but truth most often is very simple. You don't have to be riotously fall down laughing funny. Just show a sense of humor in what you're writing. Some people will find it funny. Some people may not. You can't please everyone. But once again, step out. You have facts and information that you want to share with visitors, but facts themselves aren't necessarily memorable unless you really love reading textbooks. Too much fact, not enough fun. Today's audience wants pink hearts, yellow moons, orange stars, and green clovers with their cereal. And of course, blue diamonds. Listen, you don't have to be a comedian. You don't have to look at every page on your website and every blog post you do from the standpoint of forcing a joke or forcing a one-liner in there. It's not about that. It's about showing your personality and showing your humanity through your sense of humor. It's also about being yourself, which opens up a bit of a can of worms because some people just don't have much of a sense of humor at all. In some cases, they may have a very dry sense of humor, which doesn't necessarily translate well to the written word. If that's the case with your business, be honest with yourself. Maybe you've got some great information to share, but maybe you need someone writing for you who can get your points across in a more palatable fashion. You may think that there's no room for humor in the business you're in. Take a look at your competition, and that's where the question comes. Are you just doing what you think you're supposed to be doing based on your competition? Are their websites very straightforward and humorless? And do you have the guts to break that mold? When we come back from this break, two more ways many of you are not using your personality to set your website apart.
Chicks dig dudes with algorithmic integrity. And dudes dig chicks with social semantics, if you get my drift. Can you feel the cyber love? We'll be right back after these messages.
Sometimes cheap is good, but isn't your website too important to trust to some cheap web host? Like a really great cup of fresh coffee, sometimes it's worth paying a few cents more. If you're tired of downtime and slow performance, it's time for a better web host. Fresh Roasted Hosting's accelerated web hosting means your pages load faster and can handle more traffic, while their virtual and dedicated servers mean you've got room to grow. Best of all, every hosting service is backed by 24-hour support and a 99.9% uptime SLA. And thanks to their Tier 2 data centers in Texas and Pennsylvania, Fresh Roasted Hosting delivers a full range of hosting solutions. Accelerated web hosting, domain names, private servers, even co-location services, they've got you covered. Your website is too important to trust to some cheap web host. Upgrade to Fresh Roasted Hosting today and use promo code FRESH2014 to save 10% on any new hosting service. Visit FreshRoastedHosting.com today. Terms and conditions apply. See FreshRoastedHosting.com for complete details.
If you have a question you want answered on a future podcast, visit MindDND.com/podcast and click on the Podcast Questions Ask Now button. We love your questions. Keep them coming.
And we are back with the scintillating second half of this week's Mind Your Business podcast. Before I forget, we'll be back with you next week. But we'll be taking Christmas Day off. No podcast on that day. We'll hit you up again on New Year's Day. Just wanted to give you fair warning, but we will be here next week. And we're talking about ways that many of you are still not using your personality to set your website apart. Personality is so very important to your overall branding, and especially on your website with the point and click mentality of visitors. I mean, they literally can click away from your website and to your competitor's site very quickly. Personality is so very important. Look at how Wendy's has struggled with their identity since their founder, Dave Thomas, passed away years ago. He was the personality and face of the franchise and elicited trust, really, because it was nothing fancy. He was like your kindly grandfather or next door neighbor who just happened to own this huge hamburger chain. Since his passing, they have really struggled with their identity. They've remained competitive, but it has been a source of contention. And it just goes to show how personality is so important on all levels, on the local level, on the national level. Anyway, we've discussed images, we've discussed humor. And now, number three, many of you are still not letting anybody in. I'll explain what I mean by letting people in here. A few months back, I talked about a restaurant that my wife and I went to in Idaho last year called the Old European Restaurant. It was a small local place, and just looking at the sign and the building structure, we kind of felt like it was going to be one of those cool local places that would give us a good memory as well as probably some banging food. The Monte Cristo sandwich there was aces, by the way. And the staff was superb, especially since we got there right at closing and they served us anyway. The menu had a name. It wasn't just a menu. It was called the Old European Storybook. And it alternated pages of menu items and descriptions with pages of short, interesting bios on every single member of their staff, from the owners to the dishwashers. When you, as a business owner, show appreciation like that for your staff, it speaks to everyone who sees it. Two things you can do with your website to let people in are share a personal experience here and there, like I'm doing here, and introduce them to your staff. You should be proud of your staff. Heck, you hired them, didn't you? People can wallow in obscurity, totally caring about their work and putting everything they have into it, all the while potentially not thinking anyone notices or cares about them. Now, that's not the case in every case. I mean, you do want to be careful with this because some people want to be left alone. Some people prefer being behind the scenes and prefer to just leave me alone, let me do my job, I'm happy. But many people do appreciate being noticed. Highlight a member of your staff every month on your blog and watch the difference it makes. And don't be afraid of sharing personal experiences. I'm not talking about giving your life story away to strangers, and you're certainly not opening yourself up to identity theft. Trust me, I do it all the time on this podcast. A personal anecdote can really help get your point across and show once again that you have heart behind your business and in what you do. And finally, bum, 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 number four, you're not using video. Come on. Don't fear the camera, people. And you don't have to do anything fancy. Video is the arena where too many people overthink what they're doing in terms of presentation and underthink what they're doing in terms of actual content and what they're saying on camera. First of all, let's look at presentation. Some businesses have the budget to do more elaborate presentations than others. You may not be one of those businesses, and that's okay. Most of the videos I watch in the SEO world every day are anything but elaborately produced. Truth is, your video doesn't have to be elaborately produced in order to be effective. You know, my favorite era of movies is from about 1968 until 1981, around the time Raiders of the Lost Ark was released. The reason for that is that there was more focus on the people and the dialogue in that era, and even before that era, because we didn't have the technology we have today. Dialogue and interaction. Now it's style over substance, really, in a lot of cases. That works in the movies because people pay their money, they're entertained, and they're done. With your business, and in this case, your website video, your substance will ultimately win out. Your style can make your substance palatable and memorable, and that's what your style should be for, the presentation. Now, as for your substance, keep it short. Short videos with nuggets of information that people can walk away and actually remember. Keep in mind, attention spans aren't what they used to be. If your video is over 3 minutes, you stand a very good chance of that viewer moving on. It sounds crazy, and some of you are deeply disturbed by this, but it's simply the truth. I'll give you the same advice here that I give you on blog posts. If you have a really, really long blog post, split it into a two or three part series. Do the same with your videos. You think you have enough information for a 10 or 15 minute video? I say congratulations, you have a 3 to 5 part series. Use your presentation, hey, maybe even a little humor, to augment your substance, and you will see just how valuable video can be in connecting with your audience and increasing your engagement. Because again, 2015 is the year of engagement, people. You want to have that because Big Brother's watching in terms of the search engines. They want to see that you're getting engagement in your social media and on your website. And, you know, engagement in your social media reflects on your website. Thank you again for listening to this week's Mind Your Business podcast, presented by Mind Development and Design and our friends at Fresh Roasted Hosting. If you have questions about web development, design, SEO, content marketing, PPC, social media, and what it all means to your business, please hit us up on Facebook with your questions. Email us at info@minddnd.com, or just hit that big old ask a question button to your right here on our website. We'll see you next time.
From the minds at Mind Development and Design, thank you for joining us today. Until next week, make sure you mind your business. Doobity-doo-wop-wop, say what, yeah.